bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Ace's Cats, Swimming the English Channel, The Babe, and Donnie Baker.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And Ace, gonna tell a joke from Omaha Steak, which, boy... They can't leave the show now with Tom having a cow partner.
It's Brad Loyal. Italian, yeah.
And Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
A quick update on your dad. You said he was doing fine. Everything's A-okay, right?
He's doing great. We were watching Jeopardy. He's getting all the answers right. And someone just wrote in, Tom got a cow valve. I have a friend who got a pig valve, and every time she has heartburn, she smells bacon. So maybe he'll smell burgers.
That's funny. I like that. Right?
That's a good little joke.
Ace, why don't you take some notes?
See, that's how you do it, Ace. See? Now, for those of you who missed it, we're going to do this every hour.
Oh, the story from Ace?
Oh, yeah. Kitty cat story. Now, Ace, tell us again. What were you doing?
Hey, Mark Mike from our staff said he saw the same signs.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and how he said it was months old, by the way.
Hey, you want to know how that conversation went?
Yeah.
I don't know why they hated my story. Mark? Yeah, I saw the sign, too.
I was at a stoplight.
Uh-huh.
Saw a poster board. Not unusual.
Poster board on a telephone pole, right? Yeah. Amazing.
Lost cat, description, phone number, and $400 reward.
But you think that's too high?
I think that's very nice.
You have a cat. What would you offer for a reward?
For my original cat? Couldn't put a price on it.
Oh, see, there you go.
But what about this cat?
I'll give her away for $400.
That's not giving her away for $400. That's selling her.
Yes or no? Has this cat clawed your balls? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. That cat had to go immediately.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, wow. That's,
oh, it's a track phone hotline. It might be.
Hey, man, I bet it's a cat. Hello, Bob and Tom Show. We had a new
Hey, I believe I heard the town crier talking about that old Saponis Wagner coming into a bunch of lettuce, Diane.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir, babe, yeah.
His ball card's worth how much?
So just over $6.5 million.
Applesauce! Any blue nose that pays that much for a ball card needs to be socked right in the kisser. And how.
And
not
how.
To mention, I don't recall Wagner ever calling his own shot like the babe. It was a World Series of 32. Old Charlie Root stuck two by me. I sat back in the box and raised my right paw. As I pointed toward center field, I said, I'm going to hit the next pitch ball out past the flagpole. Well, the good Lord must have been with me that day. Because that's exactly what happened. But truth is, I was just letting the boys know there was a dame out in center waving her blubbers at the babe. And I should have signed those skivvies, and we would have doubled the kind of money that Wagner brought in.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Wow. Bye, babe.
He lives, doesn't he?
Wow. Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Love those expressions.
You've seen Pride of the Yankees, Lou Gehrig?
Yeah.
Gary Cooper?
Of course.
And that girl? Teresa, yeah. Anyway.
Teresa
Babe Ruth is in that.
That's right.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
And he's great.
Yeah, he is great.
The prank
I haven't seen that either.
The news guy.
Oh, it's a good one.
Were you watching the Yankees?
Oh, were sure.
You watching the Muted Heart or White Lotus?
He's kind of an aw shucks young Lotus. Man. You'd like it.
Speaking of the White Lotus, anybody watching that?
Yep, I saw the last episode.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. This is all good green room talk, guys.
I was asked a question.
What about Outer Banks, Willie? You onto that?
I have not seen Outer Banks. That seems like it's for 14-year-old girls. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think 18-year-old girls are kind of enjoying it, too.
Okay.
All right, go on.
We've gone from the green room to the parking lot.
The final season of McDonald and Dodds, the final episode of the season of McDonald and Dodds comes up.
McDonald and Dodds.
Has
anyone heard of that?
Nope. Anywhere?
It's a private eye. Not a private
eye.
Is
it on the BBC? Well,
why don't you keep
something?
It private?
They're policemen.
Well.
Stupid world record. Father-son team have become, when your dad gets out of the hospital, you could do this, man.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If.
I think we've let enough time. Whoa. I think we have let more than enough time go by.
Staph infections are a thing.
Oh my God. What are you doing?
I'm here for it. This is crazy.
This
is insane.
Your dad's going to be so mad.
Father-son team have become the first people across the English Channel on e-foil boards. What's an e-foil?
It's the thing where part of it goes underwater and then the part of it is above water. They're standing on this like a surfboard. I have no idea how this works. It seems to defy physics. Some water ski guy has to write in and tell us how these things work.
The base of the board is above the water, right?
No, the base of the base. Yeah, what you stand
it's above,
on
way above
is above
water.
The water, and then there's like a pole essentially.
Oh, these things
attaches to a thing on the bottom. So the first time I saw this, someone was using it to water ski with.
Right. Oh, okay.
I guess this one's electric, and there's like a motor on it or something under the water.
They're cool.
And so you just kind of stand, and they're like pumping up and down.
Oh, yes.
It is. Right. I have no clue.
It's kind of like a unicycle on water.
It sort of is.
Yeah, it's so weird, and you look kind of badass while you do it. It looks like you're floating above the water.
That'd be cool.
I think they should call it the Bumblebee board, because you look at it, and there's no way it should work. But see bumblebees.
Oh, sure, yeah, their wings and the size of their body mass and whatever.
According to the Metro UK, where news comes first, Rob Wiley and his 19-year-old son Morgan made the 23-mile crossing aboard electric-powered hydrofoil boards that can travel up to 20 miles per hour.
Yeah.
They dodged abandoned fishing crates, masses of seaweed, and even the famed Ever Given container ship to earn the Guinness World Records title.
Wow.
Mm. Dad said it was 112 years ago that somebody first flew across the channel in a plane. Now, 112 years later, we have flown across on a self-propelled surfboard powered by electricity.
No mention of the person who swam across it?
No. Did they have to recharge during the...
Evidently not.
I can't imagine, right?
I can't imagine that electric charge would go 23 miles.
Stocking up the container ship. Excuse me. Can we put these in, please? Excuse me.
Bit of bad luck
here. I've got a splitter.
Shall we plug in? That would really help us out. Thank you.
Brilliant.
This is my son and I. We're from Badger's Drift.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Snatcher's Cleft. I don't know. Of course, McDonald and Dodds is number one show in our little village.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Hey, look what time it is.
What time is it?
World record.
Terrific.
Josh?
Yes.
Pay attention, my friend.
All right.
David Rush has set the Guinness World Record for the most toilet paper rolls balanced on his head for 30 seconds.
Wow. How many?
Let's take a guess.
How many toilet paper rolls? Is
balanced,
it the Ultra Charmin? What kind of are we
balanced,
dealing with?
Shut up. Balanced on his head for 30 seconds. Make 30 a seconds. Guess.
I'll go with 32.
32. Christy.
30 seconds. 23.
Willie.
12.
Ace.
30.
Shashi.
18.
57 toilet paper balanced. Wait a minute, hold it.
Was he standing up?
I stand corrected. David was able to beat the previous record of 57 by balancing a total of 101 toilet paper rolls on his head.
That isn't true.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Angel Soft Toilet Paper.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We're going to see how many toilet paper rolls Josh, our very own Josh Arnold, can balance on the top of his head.
Now, what kind of toilet paper is this here?
It's Angel Soft, isn't it?
Angel Soft.
Isn't fair. They're all wrapped in paper.
I can come over. I'll unwrap them for you,
Pat. You can unwrap them if you'd like.
Oh, my God.
Is it two-ply?
See, it's the stuff.
What are you trying? How many do you think you can balance? Well,
two-ply, don't bother me.
Oh, boy.
Two-ply, don't bother me.
Nice.
All right, so we're going to stack these up. Now, does somebody stack them on my head?
Well, it doesn't say, but I'm sure that Hollywood Hannon is implied in this, that he helped his good friend David Rush. How many do you think? You want to call your shot, or you have no idea?
I'm going to say 10.
10?
Yeah. Right. Do I have to stand?
Ultra. This is 2-ply. Ultra.
Oh, that's nice. All Ultra. Right. That's nice stuff. Like putting your butt in a marshmallow.
Okay.
You'd be proud to wipe your...
Okay.
Enjoy the go. Oh, no, that's Charmin. Never mind.
We have to do 100 and something.
101's the record. We don't have the space in here.
We don't have a ceiling.
There's no way he's going to be able... You guys are wasting your time. You need to stop unwrapping now.
How many can you do?
I said
10.
You said 10.
Yeah.
Are you going to sit there?
Are they stacked on my head by somebody, or do I have to do it?
Can 10 even go to the roof? We won't be able to do that many high, will we?
Well,
there's 5 and there's 9 right there if we can combine those. Okay. Well, why don't you try the 4? Here we go. Wait a minute. Here we go.
Once again, I'll ask, do I stack them on my own head?
You do what you want to do.
There's
How's
no
that?
Way you can reach up there. How are you going to reach? I think it's the least of our challenge.
Just get them on top of your head, jerkface.
All right. Dean's going to have to help you.
5 and just put them on my head. I'm going to sit as still and straightly as possible.
I don't think you can do 5.
I don't think you can do 5.
David Rush must be cheating. There must be magnets involved.
There must be some kind of plate on top of his head or something.
See? Well, there are 5. And, well, no, this isn't fair because this puts all the onus on Dean to balance, to set him on his head.
Hollywood Hannon probably helped him.
David Rush is, they're stacked like an upside down pyramid on his head. They go out as they get higher. Does that make sense?
That would have to be the
They did not do one on top of the other. They did one on his head and then platforms after that.
So that would have to, exactly. Yeah.
What? One feather. I'm confused. Right. Oh, they used cardboard in between. Yeah. Well, that's not fair.
Can
you do one?
Yeah, of course. And then I bet I could even do 2.
Okay, go ahead.
That's like precarious already.
But I would need, you know what I mean? You'd have to.
Oh, you need a cardboard in between.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know if we can.
I don't think so.
I
don't think so.
Well,
try to do full research before.
Oh, is this what you're hiding behind? That's right. It's in his book, Unreasonable Confidence. When the experiment fails, blame.
Man, oh man, was 5 going to happen at all, Dean?
I think it could have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could, especially if we stuck a stick down the middle.
Nudity in
That's
head.
The key right there. Put a stick in your head, and you have an exceptionally round head.
Put a plunger on your head. Put them on top of that.
I don't think it's exceptionally round. It's certainly spherical, like most heads are. Like all heads are.
There's no. I mean, you're not flat top. I mean, from the Dick Tracy, but
no.
But it's very, very round. There's no. I don't know how. You could barely get one, right? What is your disgust? Go ahead. Go ahead, Dick, for a day. What is your disgust?
Nothing.
With this scenario?
I'm disappointed that it was going to be more elaborate than I was hoping that David Rush was. He just had this tower.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
me
what
too.
That's what it sounds like.
It does sound like that. And there's no way. Like
of course. Now that we think about it a little further.
No, what are you doing? 4?
Got an old plunger.
Dean has a plunger.
Oh. No, do not put that on his head.
Put that on his head.
I'd rather not have that on my head.
All right. Once again, David Rush, a national treasure. He's out there breaking world records for.
I would like to have done something there.
And now we've got.
Can I do 2? Let's find that out.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see what you got there, pal.
I saw you do 1, kinda.
He's got 2 on.
There you go. Nope. Wait a minute.
Oh, there it is, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Can you, are you making subtle moves with your head to keep them up there?
No, I wasn't. That's what you need to do, though, I think.
Yeah, I think
so. Well, and I think that...
kind of like a...
Just kind of try to keep them...
I think that in a way, the weight of all the toilet paper rolls that David Rush has helps it kind of keep it down in his head.
Exactly. Helps it helps the balance and everything. Yeah.
I wonder what 101 rolls of toilet paper weighs.
45 pounds, actually.
Oh.
I don't, I made that up. I'm sorry. Chick, I learned from the best.
You had me.
We've got a case of toilet paper here. Next stop, Griswold's house.
Yes! Have you ever stolen,
What have you stolen?
The only one.
Toilet paper from work?
The bar?
The first two radio stations I worked at, I would take toilet paper home.
Mm-hmm.
I have a confession to make.
Only I had to.
I know comics that would go to the back of the bar and open mic and grab some toilet paper, take it home with them.
Oh,
sure.
There you go. Sure.
This has been weighing on my conscience for quite a while.
What'd you do?
Oh, God.
I stole a box of Ziploc bags from the closet in the other room. Christy.
Oh, boy.
I know. I was desperate for Ziploc bags.
I'm going to have to write you up.
Yeah. You will be written up.
You know what I should do the Ziploc bags? Because she's a drug dealer. Not right, Christy.
No. Okay. It was the big size, not the little ones.
Well, you're a big drug dealer.
Yeah, and what are they thinking, making those teeny weeny Ziploc bags?
Oh, the snack size? Yeah.
They know what they're
That's
doing.
Not a snack, okay. Even for me.
Where else can I put all my buttons? And,
exactly. Safety pin collection.
You don't have a button jar?
But no, what of the buttons? You can't have buttons strewn around your house?
We had a button jar growing up. You didn't have that?
No, my grandma had like the butter cookie container full of buttons, though. Definitely.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Man, I hate to be the barrel of bad news, but I don't know if you guys heard, there's a rumor going around that Tom's in the hospital after being fitted for a pig heart.
Essentially, a cow.
That's kind of right, yeah.
Cow valve, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the last time I trust Geraldo for the news. Cow valve. Well, anyways, Willie, let your dad know he's basically got a brand new ticker. Yeah. My Uncle Junebug's got one, too.
Dang.
And the fact remains, beef cows are just built better than we are. They are. They're born for tough. Man, think about how long leather couches hang around.
Yeah.
Our neighbors had one out by their mailbox for years. And it's still in mint condition. It's just too heavy to move because it gets waterlogged every time it rains.
Yeah.
So now the trash guys just use it to relax during their smoke breaks.
Oh, good. Son of a gun.
But Tom may have started a new movement with this.
Hmm.
Wait, I mean a new movement. Hey, Ace, put that one on low heat for tomorrow. Well, anyways, I remember that documentary about Ricky Bobby, and he was bragging about living over 300 years with a pig heart.
Mm-hmm.
But unlike him, Tom really went through with it.
Yeah.
Think about, you know, people that got farms with over 40 head of cattle. Well, that's no longer just a cow farm. Hell, that's basically a medical pick-apart lot. Pretty good. You got an upset stomach? No worries. Beef cows are born with like seven of them. Go find your replacement. Same thing with hip or knee replacements. Beef cows are like Trans Ams. They got four on the floor. I'll say it like this.
All right.
When Tom comes back, he ought to head straight to Shark Tanks. He may have started something with this.
Oh.
Just guess the only downside of having new cow parts in your gizzard is always having to swat the flies out of your face.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.